This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. Here are the 12 mega clues that you point out in your book, Foreshadows. Foreshadow number one is the rise of globalism. Foreshadow number two is the trends toward a one-world government. Foreshadow number three is the struggle to build a united European empire. Foreshadow number four is the spread of all-invasive technology and surveillance. Foreshadow number five is the progression to a one-world economy. Foreshadow number six is the descent into moral and spiritual corruption. And then the second half of the list is foreshadow number seven is the proliferation of deception. And foreshadow number eight, the assault on truth. Number nine is the increase of Christian persecution. Number 10, the explosion of hostilities toward Israel and the Jewish people. Number 11, the preparations for a new temple in Jerusalem. And number 12, the forming of a coalition to destroy Israel. I would imagine that many people listening today would have just heard those headings of the 12 mega clues, the foreshadows, and said, wow, you don't even need much more explanation to talk about the rise of globalism, trends toward a one-world government, all-invasive technology and surveillance, a one-world economy, a descent into moral and spiritual corruption. Those are happening all around us. So many of those mega clues are related to globalism. You know, one world government, all global economy, those kinds of things, world unity. Why are so many of them related, Steve, to this idea of the world coming together globally as one?
The reason so much of this is all interrelated, all related to the idea of a one world government, all related to the idea of globalism, is that Satan's ultimate desire for mankind is to get everyone to think the same way, and ultimately to get everyone to rebel against God. The whole purpose of bringing Antichrist into the world is that Satan can use him as a puppet to get people to worship him. Halfway through the tribulation, the Antichrist will go into the Jewish temple, and he will declare himself God. With the Antichrist being a puppet of Satan, there's a sense in which Satan wants to use all of this to get a world system that worships him instead of God, and that's why all of this is all interrelated.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.